All right, so we're diving deep today into it's this image board thread.
Oh,
It's all about the webcomic Homestuck.
okay, yeah, I've seen some of those threads. They can get pretty wild.
Oh, you know about image boards?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, they're basically these online forums where people can post, images, text, all anonymously, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the digital Wild West out there. And this thread, it's a
Gosh,
prime
I
example.
bet.
Thousands of posts, we're talking quirky personalities, inside jokes, galore.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It sounds like a gold mine for anyone interested in, how online communities work, especially when you have that anonymity
Right.
factor.
It's like, how do these digital tribes form and what are they actually talking about? That's what we're here to figure out.
Absolutely. And with this Homestuck thread, it's interesting because it's not just random noise. There's actually a lot going on beneath the
Oh,
surface.
yeah. Definitely. It's like a whole microcosm of internet culture,
Yeah.
all playing out in this one thread.
Exactly. You see these patterns even in the chaos. Recurring personalities inside jokes. It's like they've developed their own language.
Yeah, I noticed that there were some names that pop up constantly, like Mom, Marzichin, MEX, Hypnonon. It's like a who's who of this digital world.
Right. And it's important to remember we're talking about pseudonyms here, online identities. So, like, take Mom, for instance. He's all about the deep thoughts, philosophy, artificial intelligence, even drone warfare.
Oh, yeah, he's like the resident philosopher, always trying to take the conversation to the next level.
Exactly. And then you've got Marzichan, who's a bit more, well, he's more on the emotional side, very open about his struggles with social anxiety and his need for connection.
It's almost like he's using the anonymity to express things he might not be comfortable sharing in real life.
Yeah, that's a common theme in these online spaces. It's like a safe space to explore different aspects of yourself.
And then there's MEX. He seems to enjoy playing the role of moderator, even if he has, a virtual glass of wine in his hand while he's doing it.
Yes, MEX and his drinking. That's a running joke in the thread. He's got this interesting dynamic. He's all about maintaining order, but he also gets caught up in the chaos himself.
He's like the sheriff of this digital town trying to keep the peace, but also joining in on the saloon brawl every now and then.
Precisely. And then we have Hypnonon, who is well, he's very open about his personal life.
Oh, yeah, he's the
He
one who
went
wants to meet a certain Homestuck character at a convention,
Yeah,
right?
become her boyfriend, which is taking fandom to a whole new level.
Definitely. But it also speaks to how the lines between fiction and reality can blur, especially in online spaces.
Absolutely. And for someone like Hypnonon, who might struggle with social interaction in real life, this online world can become a sort of refuge.
So we've got our philosopher, our sensitive soul, our sheriff, and our passionate fan. But how do they actually interact? What are the conversations like?
Well, that's where the inside jokes and references come in. They've got this whole language. They developed a mix of Homestuck lore and just pure absurdist humor.
Like that Rose LaLonde thing I keep seeing. Like a call and response, but it doesn't seem to have any real meaning.
Exactly. It's like a signal that you're part of the group.
Yeah.
You get the joke. You're in the know.
And then there are all these words like Dersite and Trickster, which I assume are references to the Homestuck universe.
Right. They're loaded with meaning. For those who are familiar with the source material. But then you've got words like biznasty that just seem to defy any logical definition.
I was wondering about that one. It's like they're speaking in code.
Well, that's part of the fun of image board culture. It embraces absurdity and nonsense. It's a way of subverting expectations, creating a sense of playfulness.
So it's like their own secret language, one that outsiders might not fully understand.
Exactly. And it reinforces the idea that this is a space where the normal rules don't apply.
It's fascinating how they balance these deep philosophical discussions with just utterly nonsensical humor.
It really is. It's like the internet itself.
Yeah.
A constant juxtaposition of the profound and the profane. One minute you're debating the existence of souls, next you're talking about modifying a Muppet Show GIF with Scorpio symbols.
And speaking of GIFs, visuals seem to play a huge role in this thread. I'm seeing everything from Minecraft skins to Dragon's Dogma, two screenshots, to a lot of Roxy Lalonde for some reason.
Yeah, the use of visuals is crucial in online communication. It adds a whole other layer of meaning and emotion.
So it's not just random images. They're choosing these visuals to reinforce the humor, the arguments, the overall chaotic energy.
Organically, they're creating a visual tapestry of their shared experience.
Okay, so we've got the personality, the inside jokes, the visuals. It's like we're starting to piece together this puzzle, but there's still so much more to uncover.
Oh, absolutely. As we delve deeper, we'll see how these visual elements contribute to the narrative. They're creating a narrative that's both deeply personal and strangely universal.
This is getting really interesting. Okay. We've talked about the personalities and the inside jokes in this Homestuck thread, but I'm kind of curious about the deeper stuff. Like, what can we learn about, you know, the human experience from all this?
That's where it gets really interesting, you know? Like, underneath all the irony and the absurdity, there's this surprising amount of vulnerability and introspection.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that Marzipan is really open about his social anxiety.
Right.
What does that tell us about how people use online communities?
Well, think about it. For someone like Marzipan, who says he feels uncomfortable in social situations, you know, the anonymity of an image board can be really liberating.
Yeah, I get that. It's like you can connect with people without the pressure of like face-to-face interaction.
Exactly. He can be himself, or at least, you know, a version of himself that he's comfortable putting out there.
It's like a safe space to kind of experiment with your personality.
Right. And it's not just about avoiding negative experiences. You know, it's also about seeking out positive ones. Like Marzipan actually says that he needs social interaction, you know, to avoid feeling isolated and going crazy.
Wow.
So these online communities, they can provide a sense of belonging and support, especially for people who might not find that offline.
So even these kind of frivolous spaces, they can serve a real purpose for some people.
Exactly. They can be a lifeline.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's not just Marzipan who shows this vulnerability. Remember Hypno-Anon, the guy who wants to meet Vriska at a convention?
Oh, yeah, him. I have to admit, I kind of brushed that off as just a quirky fandom thing.
Right. But if you look closer, you see that he's also dealing with, you know, mental health challenges and feelings of isolation.
Yeah.
So his fixation on this fictional character, it could be a way of coping with the real world.
Like escaping into a fantasy world that feels more manageable.
Exactly. And it raises this question about online identity, you know, in a space where everyone's anonymous. What does it even mean to be authentic?
That's a good question. Are these online personas just masks, or are they reflections of our true selves?
It's a complex issue for sure. And it's not just the more vulnerable members of the community who are doing this.
Right.
Even MEX, you know, the moderator guy, he has these moments where he shows real depth.
Yeah, like when he expresses concern for Marzipan, even though they butt heads all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It shows that beneath the tough exterior, there's genuine care for the people in this community.
It's kind of sweet, actually. It's like they're a dysfunctional family.
Right. They bicker, they tease, but they also support each other.
Exactly. And just like in any family, there are times when they have these really deep conversations. Like that discussion between mom and that other user about the nature of consciousness.
Oh, yeah. That one was intense.
I know mom gets really into it, arguing that the concept of a soul is just a theological construct and that denying its existence can be liberating.
Right. And it's surprising to see this kind of philosophical debate happening on an image board. You know, like we usually associate these conversations with academia or intellectual circles.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, this is not what I expected.
And what's even more impressive is that the other user actually challenges mom, you know, pushes back against his ideas.
So it's a real intellectual exchange.
Exactly. It shows that these online communities can be spaces for critical thinking and engaging with complex ideas.
Yeah, this is making me rethink my whole view of online communities.
It is fascinating.
It is. And it's not all just, you know, deep thoughts and emotional support. They also talk about real world issues sometimes in really surprising ways.
Oh, absolutely. The lines between the online and offline worlds are blurring, and this thread is a perfect example of that.
So we've seen how these guys, you know, they're not just posting memes. They're talking about their feelings, their struggles. They're even having these deep philosophical debates. It's really interesting.
It is. And it really challenges our assumptions about online communities, right? Like we tend to dismiss them as frivolous, but there's so much more going on beneath the surface.
Exactly. But I'm curious about how they react to like real world events. You know, does that stuff ever seep into their little digital world?
Oh, absolutely. The line between online and offline is getting blurrier all the time, and this thread is no exception. They talk about current events, they debate politics, they even grapple with the ethical implications of technology, all within the context of their Homestuck fandom.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So can you give me an example, like something that really shows how these two worlds collide?
Well, there's this one conversation that really stands out. It starts with one of the users sharing a piece of drone footage.
Drone footage, like military stuff.
Yeah, it seems to be from the conflict in Ukraine, and it shows a military strike. It's pretty graphic, and it sparks this heated debate about the ethics of drone warfare.
Wow, that's heavy stuff for a group that also spends time arguing about the best way to modify a Muppet Show GIF.
Mm-hmm.
How do they even approach a topic like that?
It's fascinating to watch. You see a whole range of viewpoints, just like you would in any online space. Some posters, like MEX, they're all for it, you know? Yeah. They argue that drones are a necessary tool in modern warfare.
So they're taking a pretty hard line.
Yeah. MEX even suggests that people who criticize drones are being naive about the realities of war.
Okay, so what about the other side? Are there people pushing back against that?
Oh, definitely. The user who shared the footage, he expresses discomfort with the violence and the potential for collateral damage. Other posters chime in with concerns about the dehumanizing effects of drone warfare. You know, how it creates this distance between the operator and the consequences of their actions.
So it's not just a black and white debate.
No, they're actually engaging with the nuances of the issue, the ethical dilemmas involved.
That's impressive. And they're doing all this while still being, you know, relatively respectful of each other.
For the most part, yeah. There are moments where things get heated, of course. But overall, they managed to keep it civil, which is pretty rare for online discussions about sensitive topics.
Yeah, it's like they've developed this culture of debate. You know,
yeah.
They're comfortable with disagreement, but they also understand the importance of not letting it devolve into just pure hate.
Right. And that's where MEX's role as moderator is so important. He steps in when things start to go off the rails, you know, reminds people of the rules and tries to steer the conversation back on track.
It's a tough job trying to balance free speech with keeping things civil. But it seems like he's doing a pretty good job.
He is. And it highlights how crucial moderation is in these online spaces, especially when you have anonymity involved. Without someone to enforce the rules, things can spiral out of control pretty quickly.
So we've got drones and the ethics of war. What other real-world stuff are they talking about?
Well, another big theme is artificial intelligence. They're really fascinated by it and a bit freaked out, too.
I can see why AI is pretty mind-blowing stuff.
Right. And there's this one thing they keep mentioning called reason. It seems to be some kind of AI project that's analyzing the thread and, like, predicting the poster's personalities and behavior.
Okay, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is. And the posters have mixed feelings about it. Some, like MEX, they embrace it. They see it as a tool for understanding the community.
Like a digital anthropologist.
Exactly. But others are more skeptical. They worry about privacy invasion and the potential for AI to be used for manipulation.
I mean, it's a valid concern, right? AI is getting more and more powerful, and we're just starting to grapple with the implications.
Absolutely. And this thread, it gives us a glimpse into how people are processing these anxieties, you know? It's like a window into the collective subconscious.
So it's not just about Homestuck anymore.
No, it's about the future of humanity, our relationship with technology, the very nature of consciousness.
Wow. We started with an image board thread about a webcomic and ended up here. That's pretty amazing.
It is, and it just goes to show, you know, you can find these profound conversations in the most unexpected places.
Yeah, and even the darkest corners of the internet, there's still this human need for connection, for community, for meaning.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up our deep dive into this Homestuck thread, we want to leave you with this thought. Don't underestimate the power of online communities, even the ones that seem strange or niche or even a little bit crazy. They can offer us a glimpse into the evolving landscape of human interaction and maybe even help us make sense of this crazy world we live in.
And hey, you might even learn a thing or two about yourself along the way. Who knows?